Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Today's message, dear friends, is on the fruit of the Spirit again, this time the fruit of long-suffering. Paul lists in Galatians 5:22-23 nine details or key characteristics of the work of the Spirit in believers' lives. Interestingly, in the book of Galatians, where Paul emphasizes salvation is all by grace, he doesn't neglect or disregard how the grace of God shows in our lives when truly saved. God's people as confessing Christians are to be Christ-like and to walk in the Spirit, which means, among other things, showing the fruit of love, joy, peace, and now, long-suffering. If you are following this series, you will remember the last sermon on the fruit of the Spirit in dealing with the fruit peace. I made 5 points using the letters of the word peace. Well, you would have to be long-suffering if I now would make 13 points on the fruit of long-suffering using the letters of that word for the structure of this sermon. But don't worry, we won't go there. Instead, please follow along with me as we consider 4 main questions about this fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. The first question is, what is this fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering? In the original, the first part of the word long-suffering is makro, and the second thumos, and the meaning literally is being long-tempered, having mighty makro restraint and control in the face of a difficulty or trial. When you are long-suffering, you are slow to anger, as the Bible tells us our long-suffering God is in His character. The opposite of being long-suffering is having a short fuse and being quick to react in a frustrated, impatient, angry, short-tempered manner in a stressful, challenging situation. The fruit of long-suffering is exactly what the Word says, the gracious, powerful capacity to suffer long under adversity. It is that noble ability to bear with either difficult or irksome people or troublesome and challenging circumstances without breaking down. Being long-suffering is about remaining steadfast under strain and not just standing still, but pressing on anyways to God's glory and for the furtherance of His gospel cause ultimately. Long-suffering is that beautiful perseverance that produces positive results, even under opposition and suffering. When you are long-suffering, you suffer long and are willing to do so rather than fly off the handle, as the expression goes. Long-suffering, when you have this fruit, you bear with people graciously, patiently, and lovingly, and you bear with afflictions and trials gracefully, without murmurings and complaining, always trying to look for the positive and highlighting that. It should be understood that the fruit of long-suffering doesn't mean ever tolerating or excusing any sin or evil, but always responding to all sin and evil in a Christ-like manner in the way of holy compassion and yet with a clear godly direction and admonition as may be required in a spirit of gentleness. Being long-suffering or graciously patient for God's glory and in love and care to others is not just a natural characteristic of the natural man. It is true, certainly, that in our dispositions as human beings, one is by character more patient than another, or by character more short-tempered than long-tempered. But when we speak of long-suffering as given in our text, as fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, we are not speaking of simply a natural inclination, but something that is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, worked in the heart and life of humans. It is part of God's gracious, renewing, and sanctifying work in His people's hearts and lives, conforming us to the image of Christ. Before we go on, it may be good here at this point just to mention a few verses that emphasize this as part of the Christian's calling to exercise this fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. In James 5, verse 8, the Apostle James calls for God's people to be patient, using the same word as in Galatians 5, 22, to be long-suffering. This is our calling, especially with all other people, and in tough and rough situations. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians 4, verse 1 and 2. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In like manner, Paul speaks in Colossians 1, verse 10 and 11. It's calling to Christians, saying, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Paul speaks to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine or teaching. Some texts list long-suffering and patience separately. And when that is the case, we should understand patience being really a steadfast enduring in being long-suffering and showing godly perseverance. Well, from this all, we learn this fruit of the Spirit is the grace and virtue to bear long with trial and challenge, and not to give up or despair or grumble and complain, or worse, to lose your temper under the heat. This is a fruit which God's people, as confessing Christians, are called to demonstrate and exercise in their lives, being long-suffering. In the Bible, we have some great examples of long-suffering. Think of Joseph with his brothers and in his trials in Egypt. And what about David with King Saul? Think too of Job with his friends and their untimely and wrong and insensitive judgmental counsel to him when in so great need. Think of Paul with all that he endured. Most of all, of course, we should think of the Lord Jesus Christ, shouldn't we? How long-suffering and patient Jesus showed himself in all his earthly life, especially too with his disciples. We will come back to this, what an example of long-suffering Jesus himself was. But at this point, let me simply ask you, do you have this fruit of long-suffering? Who of us could tell more times in his or her life showing lack of long-suffering than being long-suffering? Isn't that the sad reality, if we are honest, how not long-suffering and impatient we can be all too often still? Yes, even as true Christians. But saying that brings us now to our second point, our second question. And that question is this: why is being long-suffering in a Christian and godly way a fruit of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit especially? And here I have a three-part answer to this question. The first part is that with the natural man fallen in Adam and born in sin, any good and gracious God-honoring qualities of faith are just not to be found, are they? The history of fallen mankind is all about man left to himself or herself, not able to be long-suffering in the long run. Do you know and acknowledge that left to yourself, you are not one with the grace of long-suffering and patience and forbearance and steadfastness and perseverance and endurance in the ways and will of God? In love to Him and love to our neighbor? If endurance in the race and a long-suffering mindset towards others is dependent on ourselves, what would come of it? Very little and nothing. Indeed, miserable would be and are the results if it is dependent on us. But here is the gospel again, you see, in our text. It is the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. This long-suffering fruit, thanks be to God, is something the Lord can and does work by His Holy Spirit in His people's lives, as many as trust and follow Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit because the Spirit represents God, and He is out to have God's people reflect God. That God is long-suffering is not hard to demonstrate, is it? Think of God in the Old Testament allowing 120 years at least with the building of the ark, giving time for wicked people to repent before the deluge of the global flood. How long-suffering also God was to His covenant people of old, as demonstrated, for example, in the whole book of Hosea. In 2 Peter 3, the Apostle tells us how God is long-suffering to the world in this whole post-New Testament era, delaying Jesus' second coming from a human perspective because of not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Think of how long-suffering Jesus showed Himself to the Samaritans and to the Jews and to the disciples and so many more. Think also of Saul, the persecutor of the church, before his conversion. How long-suffering God was towards him. Paul himself writes in 1 Timothy 1, verse 16, "I obtained mercy," he says, "that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern, or as an example and encouragement, you might say, to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting." Every sinner living still, and every saved sinner most certainly, is a recipient of so much ongoing long-suffering from God that it is impossible to tell the measure thereof, of God's long-suffering towards us, considering all our sins and sinfulness, both before and after conversion. God is long-suffering towards sinners and to His people, as many as trust and follow Him, especially all on account of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how crucial always to remember this gospel truth, dear friends. All God's long-suffering towards sinful mankind in all the history of the world is on account of Jesus' person and work on sinners' behalf. For the gospel is, Jesus endured the just wrath of God against sin as substitute for sinners. There was no long-suffering for Him. The torrents of God's wrath instead were all poured out on Jesus in His whole lifetime here on earth, and especially in that last week of His life. Even in an excruciating and agonizing manner, equivalent to all the sufferings of body and soul in eternal hell. That's what Jesus suffered. Therefore, yes, for Jesus' sake now and in all generations, God can be and is most long-suffering towards people like us. Oh, think of it. There was no long-suffering for Jesus, God's own beloved Son, that God might be endlessly long-suffering towards sinners like you and me, in and through His Son, the one and only Savior of sinners. The long-suffering fruit God works in His people by His Spirit and Word, that is a characteristic of God Himself, through and through, so that even in Romans 15, verse 5, the Lord is called the God of patience and consolation. You could say the God of long-suffering. So why is this fruit, long-suffering, a fruit of the Spirit? Because one, it can never be something we produce of ourselves as sinners. And two, because it is what God is in His being and what He is all about in His ways, especially also as revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And then thirdly still, with this second point, long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit, especially because the Holy Spirit, as the third person of the Trinity, is the one who has been sent forth to apply, to minister the salvation of God, and to work with saving and sanctifying effects in sinners' hearts and lives by means of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit delights to take up the things of Christ and to show them to His people, and to minister them to us, and to give them to us, even for all who trust the gospel, and who are joined to Christ Jesus by a true and living faith. The Holy Spirit is out to draw sinners to Christ, and to make God's people saved by grace, to become Christ-like, truly, and more so. And this fruit of long-suffering is all part and parcel of the Spirit's precious ministry to that end. How we should be ever thankful for the work of the Holy Spirit, so desperately needed, not only in order to become saved, but also to live as those who are saved to God's praise and for our neighbor's good. Do you praise and love the Holy Spirit together with the Father and the Son as long-suffering Savior God? Do you pray God the Holy Spirit to bless you with this fruit of long-suffering in life's journey? Here we come to our third main point, dealing with the question, how does the fruit of long-suffering become by the Spirit a fruit in our lives, your or my life? This is an important question, and a practical question as well. We can answer this question by stating the Holy Spirit works this fruit in the way of working true faith in the gospel and seeing in Christ Jesus something of God's undeserved and abundant long-suffering towards us. When you are conscious how undeserved is the least measure of God's long-suffering towards you, it can serve to make you tender and long-suffering towards others, also in dealing with difficult people or difficult circumstances. Linked with Spirit-worked faith in God as our refuge and strength is also the trust that God will work out all things for good in His hands, and that even difficult people or troublesome situations may be intended by Him for some good purposes. How true what Reformer John Calvin said in this regard, quote, "Patience is the fruit and proof of faith," end of quote. Here we learn again, the fruit of long-suffering is a Christian grace, linked with hope and trust in the Lord and His power and His gospel purposes and good purposes in our lives. Being long-suffering as fruit of the Spirit means, again and again, submitting whatever difficult, irksome, frustrating, or disappointing person or situation to Him, to the Lord, asking that God will bless you and make you a blessing in spite of it, or by means of it, and through it. Johnny Erickson Tada, who suffered much in trials, said wisely in this regard, "The times we find ourselves having to wait on others or to be long-suffering towards them may be the perfect opportunities to train ourselves to wait on the Lord and to remember His long-suffering towards us." It is interesting in this regard that James says in James 5, which we quoted already, "Be ye also patient, long-suffering. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh," he says. Ultimately, you see, God will take care of everything, and we can leave matters in His hands. And the trials now, in circumstances or with others, will soon enough be over, dear friends. The point is that God be glorified in all our life's journey, which is but so brief compared to eternity. More than our happiness, even. Our goal should be God's glory. The most ripe and mature believer here on earth has yet so much more to learn of knowing and showing this fruit of the Spirit in our lives, the fruit of long-suffering. Thanks be to God, God Triune, He's ever long-suffering in teaching His people also to be long-suffering. Are you not convicted with me how much and how often we can and do fail in being God-exaltingly long-suffering? Praise God, long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that what gives hope for the actual existence and real budding and blossoming of this fruit in your and my life too? God, the Holy Spirit, works this fruit of long-suffering by guiding us in faith and humility and giving us an eternal perspective in life. The Spirit teaches God's people also through trials and setbacks. Tribulation, led and blessed by God's fatherly hand, works or produces patience, says Paul. Patience or perseverance or tested character, showing the fruit of the Spirit in believers' lives, as Paul says in Romans 5, verse 3 to 4. When the psalmist speaks of affliction being profitable for him by God's leading, often it is profitable in making us also more long-suffering in life, more patient, with a godly patience over against others and in stressful situations. How wondrous are God's ways sometimes, even in most amazing and unexpected ways, using even the most trying circumstances for the nurture and growth of grace and the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Ultimately, the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, is a fruit that we can say, especially, is found and growing when living in union and communion with Christ as only Savior and Lord, and with having God's Word as a lamp to your feet and a light upon your path. God, through the Gospel of Christ, and by the Holy Spirit ministering that Gospel, is out to have sinners saved and sanctified, and so that we be renewed and transformed into beautiful, godly people, living to the praise of God and for the well-being of others. Well, is this fruit of long-suffering something you have growing in the garden of your heart and life? Do you want this fruit to be evident in your life, and not just a little bit, but abundantly so. Does not the fruit of the Spirit grow and flourish with you and me also asking the Lord for this fruit in our lives by God's grace, to God's praise, and in true Christian witness to others? Also this fruit of long-suffering? Oh, only with the Lord is there hope of renewal and transformation of life for us, you and me, and for eternal life hereafter. How important that you be convinced of this, and that you call upon the Lord in true faith and repentance of sin. Not just once, but all your life. Do you do that? Does the Lord know you as one who daily calls upon Him in spirit and truth? The question is important, for the solemn fact is, God's long-suffering towards sinners will one day cease. The day of grace and His long-suffering is extended still for us today, till Christ return. But when will that be? Tomorrow it could be too late for any one of us, or even all of us. What a terrible thing to meet the Lord still unsaved, never having come in humble submission to Him, who is so much long-suffering, called out to you week after week, day after day. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 1, He that being often reproved, in God's long-suffering mercy, you can say, and yet hardens his neck, just will not turn from his or her sinful ways, in other words, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Without remedy, do you take this as seriously as you should? Don't count on God's long-suffering, wrongly presuming it will always, of course, be there, or that somehow you are entitled to it even. No, we deserve only always God's wrath left to ourselves. Today is the day of salvation, yet, and still the time of the Lord's long-suffering towards us. But don't despise God's long-suffering, or presume on it a single day longer. I urge you all. How many have perished in sin forever, not considering as they should have God's undeserved long-suffering towards them? Those who are Christians by God's grace can be known in that they not only have, but continually do respond to God's long-suffering towards them in Christ Jesus, respond in faith. And by God's grace they also reflect and care about having the fruit of the Spirit, including this fruit of long-suffering. Here let us ask our fourth main question then. Why? Why is it important to have this fruit of long-suffering? The answer should be obvious, shouldn't it? Becoming and being long-suffering is part of God's redeeming and renewing work in His people's lives by His grace and Spirit. Being long-suffering towards others shows so much the grace and graciousness of God and means living truly in faith and reliance upon Him. Being long-suffering in and through the Lord is a gracious spiritual quality that brings honor and attraction to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whereas not showing a long-suffering spirit, but the opposite thereof, brings often so much discredit to the gospel and our Christian testimony. We all know this. Have you ever been drawn to a person who easily gets upset with other people and who is most impatient and ornery in difficult situations? No, it makes everyone uncomfortable when dealing with a person with a short fuse and without the fruit of long-suffering in relationships. Having this fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, however, brings a calm and gives such an example to others, and it helps so much in promoting enduring to the end and running the race with perseverance and encouraging others through His Spirit and Word as your guide and refuge. How often, too, God's people find out in life's journey that failing to be long-suffering results many times in foolish responses and even embarrassing situations and bad consequences. Whereas having this fruit of being long-suffering most often proves to bring so much praise to God and to be of such benefit for others. Think of it, how much good it does, even just in the marriage relationship, when as husband and wife you are being long-suffering towards one another. And on the other hand, how much trouble can result when we fail to be long-suffering. How that builds tension in our relationships. When you're not long-suffering, that's not upbuilding at all, and most unpleasant, surely. Let us not live together as walking through a field of landmines, said someone. No, Let us live as those who know Christ and have His Spirit and seek to know and grow in the fruit of the Spirit, including being long-suffering. Long-suffering. Again, remember, being long-suffering doesn't mean tolerating or simply always excusing something that is sinful or wrong, but it means, when dealing with it even firmly, still acting in a gracious, humble, kind, patient, Christ-like manner. The fruit of the Spirit is, among other things, being long-suffering, patient, one with another, and under trials and hardships that come our way. Do you need to grow in being long-suffering? Who doesn't? Long-suffering being the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there is no reason why anyone can't have and can't grow in this fruit, looking to Jesus and calling upon Him for His mercy and grace, not only unto salvation, but in the way of salvation, even till our final breath. Think of Christ and the fullness of His endless long-suffering towards us, and be refreshed and equipped and encouraged for all the long-suffering you need, ever abiding in Him and living for Him. What a wonderful thought to realize that according to God's promise in heaven, the fruit of long-suffering won't ever be necessary anymore for God's redeemed people there. I say, isn't that an encouraging gospel truth? And gospel motivation even, to keep on keeping on now in being long-suffering in this life. While those in hell can't know or show this grace of long-suffering at all, and will never do so either, all the redeemed in heaven won't need this grace anymore. For in glory there will be no more suffering of any kind, and no patience needed anymore either. There will be nothing stressful, or anyone irksome, or anything or anyone troublesome there. Never, ever. Even thinking of that blessed prospect can help us now be long-suffering with this fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, and to pray for it more and more, looking to Jesus as our only Savior and Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is Christian long-suffering, shown in this life. Is it fruit growing in your heart and life by God's grace? To whom might you show this fruit today and this week? Oh, looking to Jesus and following after Him and His Word, will you praise God triune for the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of love, joy, peace, and long-suffering too? Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.